Welcome back to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. News and Views is brought to you each week by the Columbus Area Railroad Club located in Johnson County Park. This morning we are talking with candidates for the Bartholomew Consolidated School Board. I am here this morning with Pat Bryan, who's the incumbent for District 5 on the school board. Pat, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, obviously as the incumbent, you've been doing this for a little while. Can we talk a little bit about your background and why you're running for re-election?
I think the reason why I'm running is I want to do a little bit more far as the kids is concerned, and also far as the employees of Bartholomew County School Corporation. It's been a situation that I felt that we still have some work to do. So I want to continue to do the positive thing far as the school corporation is concerned and the community.
So for your background, can we talk a little bit about education and occupation and such?
Well, I'm originally from Louisville, Kentucky, even though I graduated from Jeffersonville High School. I attended Northeastern Oklahoma A&M College. I went to the police academy here in Indiana, and I was a sheriff deputy for 32 years.
And obviously you've run for office before. How many terms have you had?
This would be my fourth term.
And I think one of the biggest questions that you all are hearing on the school board when the parents show up is a concern about, are our kids safe? Do you think our kids are safe in the schools?
I think we have followed all the state and CDC guidelines to make our kids safe. And not only that, I think we have went above and beyond their requirements. So, yes, I feel like our kids are safe. It is a situation that as a community, not just as the school corporation, but as a community, we need to do things such as wear masks, such as our safe distancing and so forth. But if we can do that outside of the school corporation, then we can make our kids very safe inside the school corporation.
So the another thing that the parents have brought up at the school board meetings is they're unclear, and they don't think the district is being very transparent, at least some of them, on how when the trigger would be pulled to go back to virtual learning, what the metrics mean. Do you think the school board is doing and the school district is doing enough to be transparent in that?
I think we are, maybe because more I'm on the inside than I am on the outside. But I think we are being very transparent. It is a lot more than just us, meaning the school corporation, pulling the trigger and say, okay, we're going back to virtual learning. It's all the things outside of the school corporation that we also have to deal with. We also have to deal with, you know, what the state is saying, what the CDC is saying, and what our health people right here in Bartholomew County are giving us for as what we can and can't do. So it's not just the school corporation saying, no, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. There's a lot of other parts being put into it.
So the teachers are pulling some unusual duties now with doing virtual learning and in-class learning. Do you think that they have the tools they need to succeed and to have our kids succeed?
I think we have to work a little bit harder on that. And when I say we have to work a little bit harder on that, I'm talking about the teachers need to come forward a little bit more and talk to not just the administrators, but the school board itself. And right now we have a policy that we're going to change where they can come and speak to us. But it is a situation that we need a little bit more training. I feel like we need a little bit more training as far as our teachers is concerned to do those things.
You and James Persinger had brought up in a recent school board meeting the idea that the teachers should be able to come up and talk to the school board. Is that not the way things are now?
It's not right now. There's a policy that says that anyone within the school corporation other than the superintendent himself can't talk to school board members. And this a situation that I felt that really is truly wrong. We have the situation that they should be able to come up and say, hey, look, this is what I feel that we need to better our education for our kids is concerned. I think they should be able to do that. No, we don't want them to come up and say, well, I have a problem with this teacher over here know, that's personal. You know, principals take care of that. I don't have a big enough room. Principals, you take care of that. But we'll take care of the situation as far as educating our kids is concerned. So,
before the pandemic, you know, the conversation about schools was kind of focused on state funding formulas and teachers' pay, and that's why BCSC did the referendum. What's your thoughts on, is the pay in the school district for the staff and the teachers, is it where it needs to be now?
I think we're going to get it there. Is it there just yet? No. I think once we are able to get the funding from the referendum and so forth, that we'll get to that point. And it's going to be a situation like any other job or any other business. You know, you're going to have to keep up with that and continue to get good teachers, to get people into a situation far as due understanding that this is something that we need. There's a lot of people out there that don't say, well, the teachers don't need that much money because they don't work a full 365 days a year. Well, somewhat respect they do that because they go outside of the school corporation and continue to get their own education.
Obviously, a big component of school these days is standardized testing. And I know that in the pandemic situation that the governor's, you know, issued an executive order, if I understand right, that the teachers will not be held responsible pay-wise for whatever the testing comes out to be right now. But what's your thought on standardized testing at all and what we're doing in Indiana? Are we doing what we should be doing?
I think it's a little bit difficult on the teachers to try and educate a person reference to standardized testing. That becomes a problem when you have other things that you need to get accomplished inside the school room. As a former DARE officer, I understand what the teachers are going through. Is that, well, okay, I'm trying to teach this, but yet there's other things that I got to get across too in order for this kid to continue to move forward in education. I'm not a person that is a fan of the standardized testing because it doesn't really show what the kid is capable of doing as far as his education is concerned. But that's just my opinion.
Well, Pat, anything else that people that the voters should know about you? Anything else you want to say?
No, I think I have pretty much put myself out there over the years as a law enforcement officer and also as a school board member. If someone feel like they have a question that they feel like I can answer, feel free to give me a call and we'll sit and we'll talk about it.
We've been talking this morning with Pat Bryant, who is a candidate for District 5, the incumbent for District 5 on the BCSC School Board. Pat, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
And let me save the file and make sure it saves in the right format.